The issue of inspiration. In the case of the Daily, those who held the old view, with Haskell in the lead, maintained that to veer away from it would strike a mortal blow to confidence in the spirit of prophecy because of what they claimed was her endorsement of that view in the chapter The Gathering Time, published in her first little book in 1851 and then republished in. In this chapter, written in September 1850, in the context of time setting and containing such expressions as time has not been a test since 1844, and it will never again be a test and the message of the third angel, must not be hung on time, she wrote. I have seen that the 1843 chart was directed by the hand of the Lord, and that it should not be altered, that the figures were as he wanted them, that his hand was over and hid a mistake in some of the figures, so that none could see it until his hand was removed. Then I saw in relation to the Daily, that the word sacrifice was supplied by man's wisdom, and does not belong to the text, and that the Lord gave the correct view of it to those who gave the judgment hour cry. When union existed, before 1844, nearly all were united on the correct view of the Daily, but in the confusion since 1844 other views have been embraced, and darkness and confusion have followed. Time has not been a test since 1844, and it will never again be a test. While some who were involved in the discussion attempted to follow the counsel against agitating the matter of the Daily as one of importance, and no articles on the subject appeared in the review, Haskell did not remain silent. Writing to Elder Daniels on March 22, 1908, he declared, "It is the early writings that I would defend, and as long as I believe they teach the view I take, and there are many others that believe the same, and if Sister White does not give any explanation in harmony with Prescott's idea to defend the testimonies for the sake of others, I shall defend them. Must I be made to believe the testimonies teach a certain thing, contrary to my own judgment and the reading of the writings, when Sister White herself does not so explain it?" Thus, with not a few, the discussion took on a major significance, namely, the integrity of the testimonies and loyalty to the spirit of prophecy. The question of revelation inspiration was pressed to the front.